Room 13, The Growing City and the Gold Era. In this room, you will find displays of the colony's expansion around 1900, when maritime traffic had made the city a commercial hub, bustling with department stores, shipping supply companies, livestock traders, freight companies, and other businesses. This bustling city became even busier when gold was discovered in the region. Around the same time, the public school, hospital, and post office were officially established, and the city developed an urban plan. A few years earlier, in 1874, Punta Arenas had witnessed the arrival of two men, whose destinies and that of their families would be closely linked to the development of Patagonia itself. These men were José Menéndez from Spain and Elias Brown, a Russian. The latter man was accompanied by his family, including his son Mauricio. Years later, Mauricio would lead the economic growth of the region with his business partner, Portuguese settler José Nogueira, who had come to Punta Arenas in 1866. Nogueira was a simple sailor who had made his fortune hunting marine animals for their skins. He married Mauricio's sister, Sara Brown Hamburger. The Brown family built their fortune by managing the mercantile business left by José Nogueira to his widow, Sara Brown. Sara Brown managed the livestock division, while her brother, Mauricio, handled the shipping and commercial businesses. Much of the region's commerce was channeled through the Brown and Blanchard Company, and later through the Explotadora de la Tierra del Fuego. José Menéndez, another colonist, had built his own business empire with the San Gregorio Ranch and other commercial interests, turning these into successful commercial, industrial, and shipping enterprises. With his children, he formed the corporation Ganadera y Comercial Menéndez Beherti. His daughter, Josefina Menéndez, became the wife of Mauricio Brown. The business activities of Mauricio Brown and José Menéndez extended across Patagonia, so the two men, now related by marriage, joined forces by creating the corporation Importadora y Exportadora de la Patagonia. By doing so, they came to control virtually the entire cattle market of southern Chile and Argentina. In the display cases before you, note the map of Punta Arenas in 1851, the shipping documents of José Nogueira, a top hat belonging to José Menéndez, and liquor from the cellar of Mauricio Brown. The case also contains dishes from the Menéndez, Beherti, and Blanchard Corporation, steamer trunks, an inkwell that belonged to Manuel Señoret, Governor of Magallanes, a portable scale for weighing gold, sandals worn by English Dalmatian colonist Miguel Popovich, and bronze plaques from the Hotel Cosmos. Note also the telephone, which is an important item, as it testifies to the fact that at the end of the 19th century, Punta Arenas already had telephone, telegraph, and electricity services. This was quite an accomplishment for the remote region of Patagonia at the turn of the century. Let us now proceed to the basement of the house and the final segment of the journey.